Chapter 13. We stopped for the night. Actually, the sun wouldn't set for another 70 hours. Atop a slight rise, some 10 clicks from where we had killed the aliens. But they weren't aliens, I had to remind myself. We were. Two platoons deployed in a ring around the rest of us, and we flopped down exhausted. Everybody was allowed 4 hours sleep and had 2 hours guard duty. Potter came over and sat next to me. I chinned her frequency. "Hi, Mary Gay." "Oh, William." Her voice over the radio was hoarse and cracking. "God, it's so horrible." "It's over now." "I killed one of them, the first instant. I shot it right in the... I put my hand on her knee. The contact had a plastic click, and I jerked it back, visions of machines embracing, copulating. "Don't feel singled out, Mary Gay. Whatever guilt there is... belongs evenly to all of us, but a triple portion for Cor..." "You privates quit jawing and get some sleep. You both pull guard in 2 hours." "Okay, Sarge." Her voice was so sad and tired I couldn't bear it. I felt if I could only touch her, I could drain off the sadness like ground wire draining current. But we were each trapped in our own plastic world. "Good night, William." "Night." It's almost impossible to get sexually excited inside a suit, with the relief tube and all the silver chloride sensors poking you. But somehow this was my body's response to the emotional impotence. Maybe remembering more pleasant sleeps with Mary Gay, maybe feeling that in the midst of all this death, personal death could be very soon cranking up the procreative Derek for one last try. Lovely thoughts like this. I fell asleep and dreamed that I was a machine, mimicking the functions of life, creaking and clanking my clumsy way through a world, people too polite to say anything but giggling behind my back, and the little man who sat inside my head, pulling the levers and clutches and watching the dials. He was hopelessly mad and was storing up hurts for the day. "Mandela, wake up, goddammit, your shift." I shuffled over to my place on the perimeter to watch for God knows what. But I was so weary I couldn't keep my eyes open. Finally, I tongued a stim tab, knowing I'd pay for it later.